Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. Hiya, welcome to the latest podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. This time around, I'm going to be looking at something more general in the marketing sphere. So a move away from my comfort zone of digital marketing, we're going to have a look at marketing strategies, and in particular, the 7 P's that make up a great marketing strategy. Back in the early 80s, when I was quite heavily involved with management training, I became familiar with the 7 P's. Proper preparation and planning prevents pretty poor performance. Although, we didn't use the word pretty. When I moved from IT support engineer and consultant into internet marketing, I learned about a different 7 P's. The 7 P's of marketing. Product, price, place, people, process, physical evidence, and promotion. And sometimes when I introduce myself as involved with digital marketing, some people conclude that I work with advertising. As you'll see, you'll hear that advertising is just one part of marketing communications, which in itself is one of the 7 P's of marketing. I've touched briefly on the various elements of the marketing mix, but do please get in touch if I can help you work through anything in particular. And my details are in the sting at the end of this podcast. It's good to sit back from your business and challenge yourself with some of the questions related to these 7 P's of marketing. Think of it as actually working on your business rather than just working in your business and doing your business things. So let's start with product or service. Ask yourself, is there a market for what you do? And how do you know? Do you constantly refresh your research to make sure the market is ongoing? Why should people buy what you offer at all? And why should they buy from you? What is it that makes you different from your competition? What is it that makes you stand out from your competition? Who is your competition? Do you stay up to date with that as well? When was the last time you did a competitive SWOT, a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis? What are the overall growth trends in your business sector? Do you know? Have you even looked? What's your sales pattern? What area of your sales is strongest? And why is it the strongest? And can you harness and use this strength elsewhere in your business? Where's your weakest area? Do you know? What are you doing about it? How well do you treat your customers? Do you ask them what they think of you? And which profitable customers can you win or perhaps steal from whom? Who would you steal them from? How would you do it? Why would they migrate to you? And where are they? And what's the timing like? The second P is price. Have you built value into your pricing, or are you just simply trying to be the cheapest, which we all know is just a race to the bottom? You need profit to stay alive. As they say, turnover is vanity, profit is sanity. Are you competitive? So how does your offer stack up against that of your competitors? How do you set your price? Have you worked through that logically to make sure that you've got the right price for your product? Will you discount? Remembering that once you reduce a price, it's really hard to put it up again. How will you avoid being known for always discounting? What do your competitors do? Do you keep an eye on competitors' prices and see how they're doing? Prices, keep it simple. People just want to see how much they have to pay. They don't want complicated pricing messages. And now, place. How easy or convenient is it for your customers to buy from you? It's very unlikely that you'll have no competition. So you need to make it simple and convenient for your customers to place their orders. And where and how are you currently selling your products and services? Do you have a retail outlet? Do you have a trade outlet? Do you have an online outlet? Are they being optimized for maximum profit? And with all of your opportunities, can you extend them? Can you reach out to different or larger audiences? And if you're selling services on the web, are you supporting your services with testimonials and case studies? People. Are your people one of your main strengths of your business? They should be. They should be talking up your business all the time. Are you the bottleneck in your company? Do you believe that you're better than everybody else? Do you have problems with delegating so that you become so busy and can't focus on the big picture? Does everything have to come through you first? What type of leader are you? Have a look at leadership styles on the web. Don't have time to go into them here, but you need to understand your leadership style so that you can optimize your leadership performance to best lead your team. And what is the path for your team to voice their concerns, their dissatisfaction? Are your people your best ambassadors? Or are they whinging about you behind your back as soon as they're out the door, when they're down the pub or out with their friends? Oh, God, it's a terrible business. Oh, Fred's awful. Bloody, bloody, blah. You might never find out about this, but the more you look into your team, the more you will hope to eradicate it. And are your team as well trained as they possibly can be? What skills do they need to do the job? What authority do they need to do the job? What confidence can you give them to give them a degree of ability to be autonomous? If you undertook a company SWOT analysis, did you involve your team? Did you ask them, hey guys, what do you think are our strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats? Because if you're not involving your team, you're missing out on a mammoth amount of resource. Not only that, but your team will feel engaged, and that's what you want, an engaged team. Now here's a boring one, process. It's one of the vital P's, but often overlooked, and is often designed for the company's benefit rather than the customer's. Remember, ease of buying. The easier it is for people to buy from you, the more they're going to buy, the more they're going to come back, and the more customers you're going to pick up. Can your team deliver a consistent level of service to all customers at all times? Do you have your A team fully trained and fully on the ball at the peak times of your business? And remember that customer retention is vital. You need to be offering 100% quality service 100% of the time. And how fail-safe is your process to ensure that you don't lose any customers? How effective is your sales process? Have you ever sat down with customers and actually talked them through it to find out whether there's things they'd do differently, things they like, things they don't like? How do you answer your phone, your email, billing questions, communication with clients? Do you regularly sit down and have a look at how those all-important interactions happen? Now we're going to look at something that's a bit more exciting. Physical evidence, otherwise known as your brand. Your brand is defined as the signs by which you are known and remembered, logos, physical attributes, any form of interface that you have with customers where your company name is referenced. But your brand is also a bundle of explicit and implicit promises. The subconscious stuff that goes on in your customers' minds as they're making decisions, that's critical. It should also be a reflection of your personality. So if you're a bright, happy company, that needs to be reflected strongly in your brand. And it's also a statement of position. A high-class brand needs to look high-class. If you have a cheap-looking brand, people will assume that you're a cheap product. And have you thought about and discussed what your company stands for? What is its personality and philosophy? What is your one key brand promise to your customers? Talk to your staff, talk to your customers about this, ask them questions. Send out questionnaires, use online platforms such as SurveyMonkey to ask those difficult questions. Perhaps offer a prize to encourage people to actually complete the surveys. A few hours spent working on your brand are far more than just fluffy nonsense. Promotion. There are hundreds of ways that you can promote your business. There's offline and online, face-to-face, word of mouth, networking, telesales, PR, exhibitions and events. I won't go on with a long list because it gets a bit tedious, but have a look and understand how your customers find you offline. And then look online. And what's your internet access like? Have you done searches for your business on the internet and seen what's come up? Your website, how are you pushing your web? Does your copy talk about you, as in the customer, or does it talk about me, as in the business? Because it should be all about you, all about the customer. Are you making regular blog posts and updates? You need to be putting stuff out there frequently, minimum once every month, because it helps keep customers interested, it helps keep customers engaged, and it helps keep the search engines actively looking at your website. Do more search engine optimization, more pay per click, build backlinks, more social, do more videos on YouTube, how-to guide, do brief video biographies of key members of staff. Testimonials, there are so many options. And social media, which platforms should you invest time in? At the last count, there were over 300 different social media platforms. So I am not suggesting that you engage in all of them. I am suggesting that you engage with the ones that your clients use. And how do you know that? Well, you ask them. You'll notice there's a theme running through this podcast about asking your customers. It's a simple question. Where would you expect to find us on social media? Broadly speaking, Facebook works really well in the business-to-consumer sector, people looking at buying stuff, as does Instagram if you can generate lots of content and photographs. LinkedIn is the number one business networking website. So if you're business to business, LinkedIn's where you need to be, and forget Facebook. There are only so many hours in the day, so there's not enough time to do all of them. Twitter is a good bridge, and Twitter tends to be the number one source for breaking news. Bear that in mind. Instagram and Pinterest are great for photographic or photogenic products. And don't forget email news updates, blog updates, and all those other ways that you can promote, podcasts even. Let's just reflect now. Just think how powerful your marketing strategy will be when you combine the planning from my original 7 P's with the 7 P's of marketing. Combining your marketing knowledge to create a good strategy using the 7 P's of marketing coupled with the 7 P's of management, managing your implementation, will surely lead to improved business performance. But remember, there are very, very few quick wins when it comes to marketing. What I can tell you is that the more you work at it, the better it becomes. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So remember to take time away from working in your business, doing the business, and work on your business, doing the stuff that makes your business better. Set aside time on a weekly basis. A little and often on a regular basis is much, much better than trying to invest one chunk of time every 2 or 3 months. And remember, although I'm an internet marketing specialist, I'll be more than happy to talk over other elements of your marketing activities and help where I can. Digital marketing is where my skill set lies. And if you have any questions, just get in touch. My details are coming up in the sting. Thanks for listening. You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.